Tree is up. I'm sure some of you have already found all that out there, and please make use of that as you desire to. Also note, there's an announcement in your Go and Serve that on Friday we're going to be loading a truck for Williamsburg, and if you can come help, we'd love to have you here. Jonathan. I've just heard one and it was too much. I've been talking to some of you. Yesterday there was a football game that went to 7 overtimes. And that's quite a while. And you might think you're in that kind of experience today when you look at our hymn board. Don't get too worked up. We are celebrating today. Today is Christ the King Sunday. And so today, our worship service allows us to go through the movement of the entire church year as we will celebrate Advent and Christmas and Epiphany and on all the way through the church year. You'll see it when it comes by. And all those hymns, we're not doing the whole thing, right? Just a verse or two. Yeah, so anyway, we look forward to this worship. Let's prepare for that worship. Please rise. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who calls us into an everlasting hope, who guides us to springs of the water of life, who enlightens us with the Spirit of wisdom. One with the communion of saints in all times and places, let us confess our sin against God and one another. O God, our merciful Redeemer, we confess the ways we live only for ourselves. We fail to see you in our neighbor's face. We turn our ears from voices that cry out. We pass by the hungry and the oppressed. In your great mercy, forgive our sin and strengthen us for service to all in need. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for you, and for his sake, God forgives you all your sin. Blessed are you. Rejoice and be glad, beloved people of God. Amen. grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. The Lord be with you.
And also
let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, you anointed your beloved Son to be priest and sovereign forever. Grant that all the people of the earth, now divided by the power of sin, may be united by the glorious and gentle rule of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Be seated, and with the children, please come forward. Good morning. I brought your favorite thing today. This is a can of sardines. Ooh. You love sardines? You do? Really? Well, good. You know what? We just celebrated Thanksgiving, and I bet you ate plenty of turkey and things like that, right? Well, what you might not have known is that yesterday, Thanksgiving was last Thursday, but yesterday was National Sardine Day. Ooh, I bet you did not have a sardine dinner last night for National Sardine Day. Then you know what I found out? Today is National Parfait Day. And I don't have a parfait, but I brought pudding. That's as close as I could get to a parfait. It's kind of like pudding. She wanted to know what a parfait was. Somebody help me define a parfait. What? Fluffy pudding. That's good. So this is pretty close. Yeah. So parfait. So today I'm going to eat my pudding because it's National Parfait Day. And tomorrow, do you know what tomorrow is? I didn't have one of these things, but I think you should go home and get your parents to prepare this for you. Tomorrow is National Cake Day. Ooh. I know, but I didn't have one of those. But you could go and get them to make cake. Did you know just about every day of the week there's a national something kind of day? And it just so happens yesterday was National Sardines, today is parfait, and tomorrow is cake. Yeah. Do you like sardines, Jordan? I don't think she likes sardines. She backed away. So anyway, yeah. So we're thinking about this today because every day of the year has something important. And today is Christ the King Sunday, and it's the last day of the church year. Next Sunday, we'll start a whole new church year, and then we'll go week by week by week doing the important events in the life of Jesus, and then we will talk about all kind of things we're supposed to learn about as part of the time of the church. And so we're ending one year today, and we're starting a new year. But each of those days is special because we remember that no matter what, Jesus is our King, we follow Jesus, and we worship Jesus. And that's what I want you to remember today. And you can also remember to try to eat a parfait and try to eat cake tomorrow. Yeah, do what? And sardines. That was yesterday, but you could make up for it. Yeah, all right. All right, let's have our prayer. Dear Jesus, thank you for being our King, for ruling our lives. Help us to follow you always. Amen. All right, go in peace and serve the Lord. Bye-bye.
reading from St. Mark, the first chapter. The beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as it is written in the prophet Isaiah, "See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you who will prepare your way, the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight." John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for forgiveness of sins. And the people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. He proclaimed, "The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Stir up our hearts, Lord God, to prepare the way of your only Son. By his coming, strengthen us to serve you with purified lives. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Rise. A reading from St. John, the first chapter. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. The Word of the Lord. All-powerful and unseen God, the coming of your light into our world has brightened weary hearts with peace. Call us out of darkness and empower us to proclaim the birth of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all you nations rise, joy.
From St. John, first chapter. The next day, Jesus decided to go to Galilee. He found Philip and said to him, "Follow me." Now, Philip was from Bethsaida, the city of Peter. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found him about whom Moses in the law, also the prophets wrote, Jesus, son of Joseph from Nazareth." Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." When Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him, he said of him, "Here is truly an Israelite in whom there is no deceit." Nathanael asked him, "Where did you get to know me?" And Jesus said and answered, "I saw you under the fig tree before Philip called you." Nathanael replied, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered, "Do you believe because I told you that I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than these." And he said to him, "Very truly I tell you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to you, Lord Jesus Christ, most merciful Redeemer, for the countless blessings and benefits you give. May we know you more clearly, love you more dearly, and follow you more nearly, day by day praising you with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And praise. We raise, manifested by the star to the sages from afar. Branch of royal David's stem, in thy birth.
Bethlehem, anthems be to thee addressed, God in flesh made manifest. Grant us grace to see thee, Lord, present in thy holy word. Now and be pure as pure art thou, that we might become like thee at thy great epiphany, and may praise thee ever blessed God in flesh made
A reading from St. John, the 12th chapter. Now among those who went up to worship at the festival were some Greeks. They came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and said to him, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus." Philip went and told Andrew. Then Andrew and Philip went and told Jesus. Jesus answered them, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Very truly, I tell you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains just a single grain. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Those who love their life lose it, and those who hate their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there will my servant be also. Whoever serves me, the Father will honor. Now my soul is troubled, and what should I say? Father, save me from this hour? No, it is for this reason that I have come to this hour. Father, glorify your name." Then a voice came from heaven, "I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again." The crowd standing there heard it and said that it was thunder. Others said, "An angel has spoken to him." Jesus answered, "This voice has come for your sake, not for mine. Now is the judgment of this world. Now the ruler of this world will be driven out. And I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself." He said this to indicate the kind of death he was to die. The word of the Lord. O God, with steadfast love, you draw us to yourself, and in mercy you receive our prayers. Strengthen us to bring forth the fruits of the Spirit, that through life and death we may live in your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Of Jesus, my eye at times can see the Thank you.
reading from St. John, the 20th chapter. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced. They saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." But Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." And he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of his nails in his hands, and put my finger in the mark of the nails, and my hand in his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples again were in the house, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "You have believed because you have seen me. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. O God, you gave your only Son to suffer death on the cross for our redemption. And by his glorious resurrection, you delivered us from the power of death. Make us die every day to sin, that we may live with him forever in the joy of the resurrection. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Reading from St. John, the 18th chapter. Then Pilate entered the headquarters again, summoned Jesus, and asked him, "Are you the King of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Do you ask this on your own, or did others tell you about me?" Pilate replied, "I am not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and the chief priests have handed you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not from this world. If my kingdom were from this world, my followers would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not from here." Pilate asked him, "So you are a king?" Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Almighty and ever-living God, you anointed your beloved Son to be priest and sovereign forever. Grant that all the people of the earth, now divided by the power of sin, may be united by the glorious and gentle rule of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Gathered as God's people, we confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Jesus, our King, we come to you not because we are strong, but because we are weak. Not because we have any merits of our own, but because we need your mercy and help. Give us this day grace to keep your commandments, the wisdom to accept your guidance for life, the strength to obey your word, and the courage to walk your path. Lord, in your mercy. Gracious, good God, we have so much to be thankful for. You have blessed us over and over again in your love. We thank you for our families, our friends, for our homes, our food, our livelihoods. We thank you for creation, for our world teeming with life and beauty. O God, you are the giver of all. Keep us always in your grace and favor. Lord, in your mercy. Living God of all, in the face of all our blessings, we remember those who are not so fortunate. You have come into your kingdom, Lord Jesus. Remember us. Remember those who worry, those who are filled with sorrow, those who are ill or hungry or lonely or afraid. Remember those in need of peace and those who have no hope. In your favor, remember us all, O God, and especially those whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy. O Spirit of hope, we thank you for your constant presence with us and the many ways you help us in life. Fill our lives now and ever. Enter our hearts and lead us to grow in our faith. Give us enthusiasm and excitement for you. Be King of our lives and lead us to follow your way. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. Let us share God's peace.
Let us pray. Meet merciful God, sovereign God.
In this meal you give us a foretaste of the great feast to come.
Keep us
faithful to you, that we, with all your saints, may at length celebrate the marriage feast of the Lamb, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, for the glorious resurrection of our Savior Jesus Christ, who enthroned forever at your right hand, intercedes for us as our great High Priest. And so with Mary Magdalene and Peter and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with earth and sea and all their creatures, and with angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy are you, God of power and might. Heaven and earth are full with your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is the one who comes in your name. Hosanna in the highest.
Night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread,
and
forgive us our trespasses,
as we forgive
those who trespass against us. And lead us not
into temptation, but deliver us
from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen. Let us pray. Sovereign God, in this meal you give us a foretaste of the great feast to come. Keep us faithful to you, that we, with all of your saints, may at length celebrate the marriage feast of the Lamb, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen. Amen.